Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, 6:15, rainy day today. It's raining throughout the area. Be aware of that. Slow down because you're not going to get anywhere any quicker if you get in an accident. Quickly, we go to David Schultz, our friend, professor of political science at Hamline University, who also teaches law. Do you not, David?
I do. I teach at the law school at the University of Minnesota.
You're the perfect guy for this. Let's talk about the raid. I see an AP story here. The headline is FBI search of Trump's Florida estate, why now? And I think that sums it all up. First of all, for people that have been in a cave or don't know, what happened at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate?
Well, what happened is that apparently a judge issued a search warrant, and the FBI did a search of his Mar-a-Lago estate, and we still don't know what the search warrant said and what they were searching for. But before the FBI can show up, there had to have been a judge who said that there was probable cause that there would have been some evidence of a crime, and therefore would have stated particularly in the warrant what the agents could look for. And the reason why I mentioned that is important is that FBI and police just can't go, you know, in this country, they just can't go, you know, roaming through our house and so forth. They've got to convince a judge that there's some reason to suspect that there's evidence of a crime. And so that's what happened. There was a search executed by the FBI.
It turned intensely political, as we all knew it would. One of my first reactions to this was, if it's not justified, if the attempt is to destroy Trump, they better watch what they're doing, because they're going to make him a victim in all of this if they're not careful, perceptively or politically. But that being said, let's talk about the legal aspects of it now. It is an ongoing investigation, I would presume. So when do we get to see what the search warrant had to say? Because I think that's going to clear up a lot, right? Wouldn't it?
It should clear up a lot. That's a good question here, when we're going to actually see it. One would hope that in the next few days there would be a release of the search warrant. Now, of course, Trump could release it at any time, you know, because since the warrant was issued to him. But I don't quite know when the FBI should do it. If I were them, I would probably release that warrant as quickly as possible. But my guess is they want to evaluate what they've been able to obtain, whatever. We have no idea what they took, by the way. I mean, we're all speculating. They're going to probably want to look at what they have and decide what the next steps are, because there may be a concern that if they release the content, or rather they release the description of the warrant too premature, it might lead to like other evidence being destroyed somewhere. We don't know. But you would hope, given the situation, it would happen really quickly. The other thing I was going to mention here, which I think is really kind of interesting in the political debate that's going on here, is that I'm suspecting, Tommy, that if you committed a crime or suspected committing a crime, and the police did a search warrant of your place, that would be justified, the same with me. And the reason why I'm saying this is, on one level, doesn't the search warrant of a former president also prove that what? The high and mighty are not exempt from the law? And that seems to be kind of missing from part of this discussion here.
Well, yeah, because it turns so intensely political. And if you favor President Trump, then automatically you're looking at this as persecution. Then again, if you're politically savvy, you know that things like this can happen. That's why it all depends on, I'm not passing a judgment yet until we see what's in the warrant and what's going on. Eric Trump said from the National Archives, I think it was Eric Trump said from the National Archives, give me a break. What do the National Archives have to do with this?
Well, what it has to do with it is the fact that all presidential papers and government papers are public property. And what's supposed to happen is that they're supposed to be deposited with the National Archives, which means memos, notes, I know, just everything. This is all supposed to be preserved for history, for future research, just to find out what was going on. And so, therefore, this if there is stuff that should have been delivered to the National Archives and was not, that may be in part what they're looking for also. Let me point out, by the way, also here, just to sort of kind of be fair on both sides, you might recall back in 2020, 2016, where there were claims that Secretary Clinton didn't deposit all the information she was supposed to with the National Archives, and was claims that she had erased or deleted some stuff. This is essentially the exact same law that we're looking at for Trump that was involved with Hillary Clinton back in 2016.
Did they raid her place?
I'm trying to remember now.
Or execute a, maybe that's pejorative. Did they execute a search warrant for those emails or whatever it is they were looking for? But I guess they would have to, because that's how they found out that it had been acid washed, right?
Yeah, because that, I think it was like she had like a, if you remember correctly, she had like a private server or something like that she was using or something like that. Yeah, so yes, the answer is yes, they did do something. I was also going to say that's how they found out. Remember, she had an assistant who was married to that guy, what,
Wiener.
Anthony Wiener, something like that. Yeah, so that's how they found out a whole bunch of stuff about him.
Uma Abedin was her name. How could you forget his name? Come on, David.
That's right. I know. His name I can remember.
One of the great ironies of life, right? We'll pick it up here. We'll pick it up here when we come back. As far as the FBI and the heavy-handedness with the long guns and the shock and all, that's the way they do it. It doesn't matter who you are if the FBI is going to come to get you, because, you know, remember Roger Stone, it's happened with other people, too, on both sides, where it's a white-collar thing, and the FBI comes in as though you're Al Capone. That's just the way they conduct these things. You have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. David Schultz, our guest professor of political science at Hamline University. We'll talk about political ramifications of this when we come back. Time now for WWL Traffic with Courtney P. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about the raid, the FBI raid on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, also teaches law. A couple of quick things. People are texting in saying Trump's lawyers are saying they had no search warrant. If that's the case, it's fruit of a poison tree and nothing counts, right?
Absolutely correct. If there's no search warrant, then at that point, everything gets thrown out and nothing can be used.
All right, then.
And he can sue. And he can sue the FBI also for a violation of his constitutional rights.
And they would have to have their FBI serves the person that's being searched the warrant procedurally when they go to the residence. That's what happens?
Correct, sir.
Do they have to serve the owner of the residence or just whoever happens to be there?
Preferably the owner, but probably whoever answers the door might be sufficient.
All right, there's this U.S. statute, 18 U.S. code. What's that little squiggly line mean?
That just refers to the section.
It looks like a hurricane almost, if you look at it. A hurricane, yeah. Section 2071, concealment, removal, mutilation. Generally, whoever willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, or destroys, or attempts to do so, or with intent to do so, takes and carry away any record, proceeding, map, book, paper document, or other thing filed or deposited with any clerk or office under any court of the United States, shall be fined 3 years, and then there's something about not being able to run for public office, correct?
Correct.
So is that what's behind? I guess politically that could be behind this. There's also talk of the judge that signed the warrant. But, of course, if you're talking about a federal judge, it's either going to be a Republican or a Democrat that appointed him, right? So in this case,
yeah,
it turns out to be a guy that they say is well-respected within the community, but he represented, I think, Jeffrey Epstein, or he had something to do with that. He linked to them.
I've heard that, too. I'd have to do more research in the biography. I'm not sure that helps you or hurts you, being linked to Jeffrey Epstein. Probably hurts you.
Yeah, I would think. But everybody's going on the political part of this, not the legal part. Politic-wise, the Republicans are now talking about investigating Merrick Garland, the Justice Department. Politically, let's go back to what I said initially. Yeah. My first response to this, and I'll be honest, I'm not a fan of President Trump, and I'll tell the audience, I don't think there was a big steal. I think the election was teed up for him to win, and he blew it. That's what I think. So if you're going to hate President Biden and blame high gas prices and everything else on him, I think you got to attribute responsibility. I'm a conservative, and I believe in responsibility, and I think Donald Trump had it all teed up to win and just couldn't behave himself and blew it. That's my opinion. Now, moving on to the political fallout of this, I said that because I'm no Donald Trump fan. I think he had some good policies. I didn't care for the way he carried himself. But can this backfire if this was politically motivated, where people are going to say, oh, wait a minute, enough's enough?
Yeah, I think it's already blowing up at this point. And the question now becomes, how does this play out going into the 2022 elections? And does it just enrage Republicans even more and motivate them to show up and vote even in greater percentages in a year that was already looking like as Republican? I think it's very likely to happen like that. I guess also what's going to lead to now, and no surprise here, is that people are going to say, if in fact this leads to Trump's being indicted, people are going to say, well, this has nothing to do with him breaking the law. It's to prevent him from running for office. And so this is just going to get on this treadmill of polarization and partisan disagreement that we already have and feed into a news feed for the 2022 elections.
I would guess that there's either something here going on, or if I don't think it's strictly political, I would think maybe and candidate Trump and businessman Trump was known for taking it right up to the line. So maybe that could explain some of this as well.
I think so, too. He was noted for always suing people and always, let's say, pushing the envelope on a variety of different things. And this may be another one of those situations here where he pushed it right to the edge in terms of what he did as president. And perhaps, and I'm not judging, I don't know, maybe crossed that line in terms of, let's say, the government documents issue. That's the other thing we need to figure out here, is that we don't know if this search is related to the January 6th or if it's related to the government documents in the statute that you read. It could have a connection to both of those. We just don't know yet in terms of where the Justice Department investigation is, because what? It's like any criminal investigation. No prosecutor is going to comment on an ongoing investigation.
We got to go. Yeah. David, I understand you got to go too, right?
I have 15 more minutes with you.
You do have a couple more minutes? Hang on with the news. We'll be back 6:30, 129 till 8 time now. WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 6:46, 14 before 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Spending an hour with David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, our friend, and it's not often we get to do this, so thank you, David, for your time. We're talking about the raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, home, I guess, whatever you want to call it, by the FBI. I want to ask the audience via text at 504-260-1870. I want to see where they stand right now on this, David. So tell me at 504-260-1870, when it comes to the raid on President Trump's house, are you in the camp where this is sheer political persecution and this was absolutely wrong? Or are you in the camp of, aha, finally they're going to get him and this should have happened? Or are you where I am? Well, let's just wait and see what the warrant says and let's see what it produces and let's see where this unfolds before we decide what's going on. So text me at 504, text us at 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along. That being said, I see a tweet here from a political scientist, a friend, that says, what goes around, Merrick Garland should have been sitting on the Supreme Court, but never got even a hearing or a vote. The open Supreme Court seat was likely critical in Trump's 2016 presidential win, as many Republicans held their nose to vote for Trump. This was before Trump owned the Republican Party. Now, of course, Garland is leading the DOJ in the investigation into Trump. This isn't to suggest anything sinister. I just find it interesting. It doesn't seem as sinister to me as dysfunctional. Do you think that this is all about political payback? I mean, I know you don't know, and I would presume, David, that you're in a camp with me where it's like, well, let's just wait to see how this plays out and what's going on. But intuitively, or practically speaking, could this be high-level political payback?
Again, I'm skeptical. And the reason why I'm skeptical is that...
Wait, skeptical that it is?
Skeptical that it's political payback. Okay. I don't think it is. Okay. And the reason why I say that is because we do have two possible legitimate investigations going on. One is, again, surrounding January 6th. And then the other is about destruction or withholding of government documents. And both of those are legitimate. Again, much in the same way we talked about this before break, in the same way that it was legitimate for the FBI to investigate Hillary Clinton back in 2016 about her private server and what, whitewashing or cleaning documents off of there. This is legitimate also here. So on the face of it, I say there's something here, but we need to know more. And I think everybody is sort of like immediately jumping to judgment. Again, you don't easily convince judges to issue search warrants, especially, for a former president of the United States. So there has to have been something out there. And I keep coming back to that saying, remember, you have to convince a judge to issue the warrant. And federal judges are independent. They don't have to capitulate to political winds. And so there's something there. I just don't know what it is yet.
At some point, all of this is going to be made public, right? So if it was just political payback and trying to make sure that Trump can't run or won't run or doing what they can to disqualify him, that's going to become apparent. And I would think the political repercussions of that would be almost like exactly what they didn't want to happen.
Yeah, I think you're exactly correct. If this all turns out to be, like you said, just you know, political shenanigans or something like that, it's going to explode in people's faces, and it's going to explode in Biden and Garland's faces. Now, I want to say something about Garland. I mean, Garland, I know a lot of Democrats are criticizing him for not pushing really hard, not going more aggressively. A lot of my friends who are Democrats are like, why hasn't he indicted him yet, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I mean, Garland is a cautious person, and you know, he's treading on very difficult ground in an investigation of a former president of the United States. And so I am not surprised that this, you know, the way he's moving is actually quite slow. And I would be surprised somehow, unless I'm totally naive, I can't imagine he's not thinking about the politics of this in the back of his mind in terms of how this plays out if he gets it wrong. I don't know how you'd get to that level and not have at least something going through your brain to think about this.
Because to us, we're reacting, or at least to the audience, emotionally to this. And if you're a big President Trump supporter or a big President Trump hater, it's about the moment. It's not about the future. But you would think the attorney general, you would think the judge had signed the warrant. You would think Christopher Wray, who's in charge of the FBI, would be looking beyond that and realize that eventually this is going to come out, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine they would not be looking at the optics of the situation, and that, again, I the whole purpose of why we have judges issuing warrants issuing warrants and reviewing it is somebody independent looks at it, and again, the standard is probable cause. There has to be probable cause of finding something. So they had to have made enough of a case to a judge, and the judge had to have thought through this enough to say, yeah, more likely than not, there's probably evidence that you might do if a search would yield evidence of a crime. And that's supposed to be the check put into the system so that you just don't get the FBI ransacking through your drawers, at whim.
See, and when you say that, and given the media attention that it drew and continues to draw, I would think if I'm Christopher Wray, if I'm the judge, if I'm Merrick Garland, I'm saying for the fifth time, are you absolutely positively sure this is warranted, pardon the pun, and that this is not
right,
going to blow up in our face? I mean, wouldn't you think that would actually make the bar a little bit higher or raise the standard?
I would think effectively it would be. I can't imagine, again, a judge or the FBI saying, Donald Trump, private citizen, no big deal, who cares like that. I have to think everybody's thinking about this. I mean, what we know, for example, going back to the Watergate era, you know, it's already 50 years ago or something like that, as the judges, John Sirica, as the special prosecutors proceeding through all of it, they're incredibly conscious about the fact that they're dealing with the president of the United States and how it's going to politically play out and legally play out. And unless people are dramatically dumber now than they were 50 years ago, or politically with, you know, more tin ears, I have to think they're all having this conversation.
Any final thoughts? Classified information. Do we know if that has ever been proven or not, or we don't know if there was any classified information or not that was there? Do we know?
We don't know at this point, and that could be the other issue, too. To what extent is there classified information that's no longer within the government's control? And that's a concern, because that's why we have these laws, is so that, you know, government secrets, you know, don't wind up their hands in the Russians or something like that.
Be interesting to watch it play out. Thank you. I appreciate your time, as always, David, and have a good weekend. I'm going to give you the rest of the week off, all right?
Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
Enjoy it. All right, David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University. Again, the non-emotional side of me, the logical side, would say these three guys, if you want to look at Garland and Christopher Wray with the FBI and the judge that signed the warrant, you would think they would ask 10 times. I'll tell you a story about that in a second, as a matter of 6:54, 6 till 7, traffic now on WWL.
From the Acadian Windows and Siding WWL Traffic Center, I'm Courtney P. Good morning. I-10 East Kenner to New Orleans is a clear commute. I-10 West Metairie to Kenner is the same. I-10 West New Orleans East to downtown, slight backup starts at Crowder, does continue over to Louisa. An earlier accident is still clearing with emergency crews on the scene in that area. Downtown Elevated is busy but steady to the flyover. Flyover jamming just a bit to Business 90. Crescent City Connection, no delays in either direction. Twin span moderate delay as you enter Bayou Sauvage. Have a traffic tip? Call WWL at 504-260-INFO.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.